harvest is done, the last grain is cut, the spirit of the grain, in the last seeds we say, that the god of the grain, who has given his life, goes down to the underworld grave. He is the god of the summer sun, and his kingdom below is the summer land. He steps onto his ship and leaves her alone in the darkness of winter surrounding. She is crying. Her tears are cold snow. Jack Frost is trying to cheer her, you know, with patterns of frost fairies spiraling so. But our queen, the mother, knows she must go. She's crying and thinking, feeling and knowing. All of us wondering, the goddess is going. She's crying and thinking, feeling and knowing. All of us wondering, the goddess is going. She will reclaim her lover, the sun. For 3 months she's staying in the summerland sun, coaxing, demanding, requesting, commanding, coaxing, demanding, requesting, commanding, be born again in me. Become my child, through me be born, and claim your majesty. For all our children need us to begin the cycle of life. Renew your vows and commit us now to end the winter's strife. Be born through me, the Mother Earth. I need your warm embrace. Come home through me and start again. The sun disk. The feast of life and victory is brief, my brave and honorable God. You are the sacrifice supreme, and in birth I will suffer blood. You will suffer for the grain, eternal love, renew again, 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 again.
Mountaintop hurries to leave our despair behind. Darkness at five, longing for pollen float across the field in the stagnant air, waves of heat nearby. Throat is dry at a quarter to nine. Darkness at five. Black ice coming to your town. All the leaves are turning brown. Freak wind picks up, blowing cold. Darkness at five. Darkness at five. Darkness at five. Darkness at five. Truck on lone highway, beetle in the dark, broken down on the side of the road, sideswipe spray and a heavy load. Standard time blows, darkness at 5, can't see nothing and it's only 5. Darkness at 5, darkness at 5. Can't see nothing and it's only 5. Standard time blows. Darkness at 5. Darkness at 5.
I ain't afraid of snakes, dear, and little mice Oh, they don't mean a thing. Why, I'd go barefoot all winter long if you fall for me in the spring. Oh, how I go for you, baby. There's nothing that I wouldn't do. So help me, this is true, baby. Ha, ha, ha. I laugh at danger, and I hear the fruit within me. It's crying for to have its fling. Why, I'd go barefoot all winter long if you fall for me in the spring. Why, I even climb up on the Woolworth building. I stand right out on the ledge, and I sing. And I go barefoot all winter long if you fall for me in the spring. Why, I'd even fly up in an airplane. I'd fly it without any tail or any wings. I'd keep that airplane up in the sky all winter long if you fall for me in the spring. Oh, I'd go the limit for you, dear, proving the love that I feel. And although I'd be bruised all black and blue, dear, ha, 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 I laugh at torture. And all that I save on shoes, my dear, will go to buy the ring. When I go barefoot all winter long, and you fall for me in a spring.
We met at a ski lodge, and we fell in love. Right by. Fire start. It's gone.
July and August, all winter long. You can go to parties and have some fun, but remember, baby, I'm the only one, one, one. You'll soon be home and we can love again. You'll soon be home, but darling, until then, you'll be at school while I dream all alone of June, July, and August, all winter long.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Gotta go away.
I ain't putting you on, it is flat chilly.
This evening has been.
It certainly has.
So very nice.
Could we take a vote on that?
My mother will start to worry.
She ain't got nothing to worry about.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Well, he's about half squirrely
so
anyway.
So really, I'd better.
Can I help you? Can I help you?
Well, maybe just a half an hour more.
I was afraid
what
of that.
What the neighbors think?
Probably the wrong thing.
You know I don't drink.
Propaganda will get you everywhere.
I wish I knew how.
I beg your pardon.
To break the spell.
You break my spell and you'll pay for it.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Actually, you said it enough.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
So did I.
I really can't stay.
Oh, would be.
Oh, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
Oh, I'm all tore up.
The answer is no.
I know, you've mentioned that several times.
The welcome has been.
It's been actually a wait.
So nice and warm.
Which is about the only thing it has been warm.
My sister will be suspicious.
I ain't too sure of her either.
My brother will be there at the door.
Yeah, well, that's his problem.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Will you keep the family
well,
out of it?
Well, maybe just an hour or two more.
Why? What
I gotta
more?
Get home.
Oh, bye-bye.
Say, lend me your comb.
Oh, that's okay. You can ride my broom.
You've really been grand.
Yeah, I've been a real jewel for
but
this
whole don't
life.
You see?
Not really, no.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Not from me, there
at least there will be plenty implied.
I don't know
I
what.
Really can't stay.
Oh, me.
Ah, oh, but it's cold outside.
And won't you come along? Get your skis and poles and come along. Who'll be the first?
Okay, well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Oh, yes, and happy frickin' New Year. Where I am, it's a little premature. Where I am, it's still 2012. So, I'm a voice from your past. KBC here with the Bit Slap. A New Year edition. You're in there 2013 already. Congratulations, you made it. One of the side effects of hunting for Christmas music for a month is that you also run into a lot of stuff about winter. A lot of Christmas songs are not about Christmas, they're about winter. Jingle Bells, Frosty the Snowman, Winter Wonderland. You get the idea. So I figured that, you know, it's a new year. It's winter. I hate January. It's cold. It's very cold. Our Earth has a 23.5 degree axis tilt, and in December, it reaches its peak, where the sun is at its most indirect, and the days are shorter, and the cumulative effect makes January very cold, and February is not so good either. So, we start today with the Yule poem from Carey Turing. That sort of addresses that. Darkness at 5 is Silas Barnaby. Of course, time is pretty arbitrary anyway, so. But Darkness at 5, that's always one of the things I hate. I hate coming home from work in the dark. Harry McDonough and the Hayden Quartet from 1905, Winter. Helen Kane, the original Betty Boop, I'll Go Barefoot All Winter Long. Connie Francis, I'm Gonna Be Warm This Winter. Linda Loring, All Winter Long. Linda Laurie gave us Ambrose, Part 5. And some other things that you may not know about. Look her up on Wikipedia. You'll see what I mean. Skeeter Davis and Don Bowman, Baby, It's Cold Outside, and Shirley Field. We're going skiing. And I don't know what's wrong with people who go skiing. Snow lodges are meant to be... are meant for drinking and sitting around the fire. Skiing? Flying down a hill on a pair of sticks? I don't know. But some people like it, so more power to them. I'll stay in with the hot toddies. All right, so we have more. It is winter, and we're stuck with it, so we may as well make the most of it. Coming up, a hangover Christmas song I think you're going to like.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one fucking thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fat Ass gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fat Ass get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent them a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Take it, boys. Ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful, ah, fucking wonderful. I sent them a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful.
In case of rain,
kid's great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Watch your mouths, your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids, terrific. You're just great. Everybody come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right, which one of you little pricks stole all the fucking candy canes? Ah, nice, nice kids. Where'd you get them, from a fucking jail? Fucking reform school brats. Get the fuck out of here, all of you.
I saw you. You took the candy.
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you Shahira. Did.
It was dog food.
No,
what
are you talking about?
On my knees and pray for a snowy day, 'cause I need a break and I wanna spend the day away. I need a snow day. My knees and pray for a snowy day, 'cause I need a break and I wanna spend the day away. I need a snow day. My knees and pray for a snowy day, 'cause I need a break and I wanna spend the day away. On my knees and pray for a snowy day, 'cause I need a break and I wanna spend the day away. Hey, hey!
Shake, do the snowflake, dance until the break of dawn, and then we'll shimmy and we'll shake, and we'll do the snowflake till jolly old Saint Nick rolls along, and then he'll shimmy and he'll shake, and he'll do the snowflake till Rudolph and the reindeer come inside to celebrate. And they'll shimmy and they'll shake, and they'll do the snowflake. You know how those reindeer love to shake, shake, shake it. So shimmy, baby, shake, do the snowflake. Heat it up until the break of dawn. Yeah, we'll shimmy and we'll shake, and we'll do the snowflake till we melt the snow off the lawn. And then we'll shimmy and we'll shake, we'll do the snowflake till jolly old Saint Nick rolls along. And then he'll shimmy and he'll shake, and he'll do the snowflake. Make no mistake, Santa loves to shake, yeah. mistake. Santa loves to shake it.
Wonderland. Well, we have a little story we hope you'll understand. It's about a little snowball we met the other day. He actually spoke to us, and this is what he had to say. I'm Socko, the smallest snowball, but I never get a chance to play. What fun for the other snowballs to be thrown back and forth all day. The kids all built a great big fort with snowballs big and round. But when the battle finished, I was still there on the ground. Oh, if they would only try me. I'm small, but I'm so fully packed. I'm sure if I hit a window, that window would be all cracked. The sun will soon be here, they say, and then I guess I'll melt away. So please, somebody come and play with Socko, the smallest snowball. Oh, how I wish that I could be on top of some big hill. Then I would roll right off and start to roll and roll until I'd get so big that all the kids would point at me and stare and say I was the biggest, biggest snowball anywhere. But I'm Socko, the smallest snowball, and it seems I never have much fun. I'll bet if somebody would throw me, I could make all the other kids run. One day a man chased all the kids, he was so big and fat. Oh, how the children laughed when I knocked off his big silk hat. Oh, why must I be so little? I wish I was real big instead. Then if they built a snowman, I might even be the head. With two big eyes, a great big smile, I make the kiddies laugh all the while. Please somebody give a trial to Socko, the smallest snowball.
Summer snow.
All right, dial it back there. Take a break from shoveling, please. I want you to still have some strength left to finish my driveway. Appreciate it. All right, we had a couple of snow songs there, starting with my favorite snow song, If It Doesn't Snow on Christmas. That was, of course, Joe Pesci, famous wise guy. Less I say about that, the better, I think. Okay, Snow Day after that from Blue, B-L-E-U, as in blue cheese. Natasha, Do the Snowflake. Spike Jones and the City Slicker featuring the Bell Sisters. Sacco, The Smallest Snowball. Summer Snow from Lou Christie and his backup group, who I think are the best part of the Lou Christie experience. Those are the Tammies. They were made up of two sisters, Gretchen and Kathy Owens and Linda Jones. And I don't think they get enough credit for making Lou Christie the superstar he is. Just saying. Moving on, we had the Hot Buttered Elves and Snow Dome. Roly Poly Snowman from Paul Winchell, of Paul Winchell and Jerry Mahoney, father to April Winchell, LADJ, and I believe one of the inventors of the artificial heart. Go figure. And then Snowman from Diane Ray, because a real man just wouldn't cut it. So, okay, so snow is caused by frozen angel tears, as you well know. And you get a lot of snow even in the summertime. Thing is, it doesn't make it to the ground. It makes it to the ground in the wintertime just because there's so much of it. Okay. So, all right, we got more stuff coming up for you. Please pace yourself on your shoveling. This is very important. You don't want your heart to attack you. Just saying. I'll be back.
winter, 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 winter time, winter time, bip, bip, winter time, winter time, winter time, bip, bip, winter time, winter time, winter time, bip, bip, winter time, winter time, winter time, bip, bip, winter time.
Winter time is here again, it's winter time, that good time when the snowflakes fall and all the air is clear. Playing in the snow is great now when you're with your winter date. Now winter time's the best time of the year.
Boom, boom, it's winter time.
Winter time.
Winter time, and winter's here at last.
Boom, it's winter time.
Winter time, we're gonna have a blast.
Boom, it's winter time.
Winter time, see all your friends at school.
It's winter time, and things are really cool.
See your girlfriend every day now. Lots of basketball you play now. Cheering for the team with all your might. There'll be parties, there'll be noise now. Record hunts with girls and boys.
It's winter time.
Winter time.
Winter time, and winter's here at last.
Boom, it's winter time.
Winter time, we're gonna have a blast.
Boom, it's winter time.
Winter time, see all your friends at school.
It's winter time, and things are really cool.
Winter time is quite a sight now. Everything is covered white now. Everyone is filled with winter cheer. Autumn's nice and spring is sweet, and summer's really hard to beat. But winter time.
Winter time.
Boom, boom, it's winter time.
Winter time, and winter's here at last.
Boom, boom, it's winter time.
Winter time,
we're gonna have a blast.
Boom, boom, it's winter time.
Winter time,
see all your friends at school.
It's winter time, and things are really cool.
It's winter, winter, bip, bip, winter time, 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 bip, bip, winter
time. Hello, everybody. We're Slimmy and John.
Hello.
And we want to sing for you this evening one of our all-time favorite holiday classics. Sleigh bells ring.
Thank you.
Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Why you think I saw?
ba 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 dip dip ding a ding 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 dong.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to twist around and around and around. Whoa! Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could do the mash just the same as you and me.
Ba 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 dip dip ding dee ding dee ding.
Before I melt away, down to the village with the broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets of town right to that traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard them holler, stop. Ba 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 dip dip ding a ding 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 ding.
Whatever happened to my abominable snowman fist?
Our snowballs, Igor!
Right, snowballs on Christmas.
I gotta get home, Fathers. I can't stay here all night.
It's kind of cold out there, June.
Yep, it sure is.
I ain't a-fixin' to stay.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta get away.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you fall
very
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
Mommy
feet.
Mommy will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Watch your hurry.
And you'll get the shotgun
if
down.
He does, we'll have to leave town.
Really, I'd better
have
hurry.
A drink, watch your
maybe
hurry.
Maybe just a half a jug.
Put
more.
Some Eddie Arnold records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think,
but baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this here drink?
That ain't sarsaparilla either.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyeballs are popping out.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hair, your hat looks swell.
Or to say no, no.
Mind
sir.
If we move in closer?
Think I'm putting up a good
fight. Boy, this black eye sure is a sight.
Really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out. Oh, but it's cold outside.
Pick it warm, Jethro.
I simply must go.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
The weatherman says,
how lucky that you fell
in. It would be fair.
That ain't soap chips falling out there.
Sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look like pedals.
Pedals?
Yeah, bicycle pedals.
My brother will be waiting at the door.
Hope he won't be too
and
sore.
And minding.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Give me the key to that
never
door.
Never such a terrible blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You boys have been grand.
We'd just like to hold your hands.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
Now we'll be told to
think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and die.
I really can't stay.
Your antifreeze won't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
I'm
driver of a snowmobile. I'm a hellion behind the wheel, telling stories wherever I go, across the bed of ice and snow. I started work on the first day of June. Other kids started arriving soon, looking forward to a good summertime, with new kids to meet and mountains to climb. We started tours on the Marine Hill, roar down it and give the Gorbies a thrill. Hold it in second and skid on the ice. Next time you come, oh Gorby, you'll think twice. Yes, folks, that's a fairly steep hill we gotta go down there. But don't be concerned, I can guarantee to get you down. One way or another. Cause I am a driver of a snowmobile. I'm a hellion behind the wheel, telling stories wherever I go, across the bed of ice and snow. Some of the questions that the people will ask: is that a crevice? No, that's a crevasse. What's at the bottom of this mill? Well, the one we're on goes straight to hell. Keep an eye open for one pass. Flip a coin to decide on which side to pass. Give the Gorbies a real good scare. Park on a mill well with the wheels in the air. Nope, we haven't lost anyone down one of these mill wells for a long time. Not since Ted and those five ministers. They were on their way up to heaven. St. Peter met them at the pearly gates. Told Ted to go right on in, but asked the five ministers to wait. Well, they didn't appreciate that much. They thought ministers should be allowed in ahead of a lowly snowmobile driver. St. Peter pointed out that maybe they considered Ted a lowly snowmobile driver, but as such, he'd scare the devil out of more people than all five of them put together. And I am a driver of a snowmobile. I'm a hellion behind the wheel, telling stories wherever I go, across the bed of ice and snow. And at the turnaround, get up for a while to take some pictures, now everyone smile. And if you're ready, we'd best hit the track. Our time is up and we must head back. Yep, that's the hill we came down, all right. We'll have to go back up it too, I'm afraid. That's a 37% grade. As near as I can figure out, that means 37% of the time we make it up, 63% of the time we don't. I am a driver of a snowmobile. I'm a hellion behind the wheel, telling stories wherever I go, across the bed of ice and snow. When work is done, then it's time to play. First place we go is to the chalet. What's the attraction? I think you can guess. It's a cute waitress. I am the driver of a snowmobile. I'm a hellion behind the wheel,
wheel, telling stories wherever I go, across the bed of ice and snow. I am the driver of a snowmobile. I'm a hellion behind the wheel, telling stories wherever I go, across the bed of ice and snow.
You drove down the interstate Christmas Eve of 98. You recall it was a nice new winding road. Cars were weaving left and right. The trees had fallen overnight. Their branches couldn't bear the heavy load. Sakes alive, what a drive. Remember what a storm we had that year. Driving down I-85, trying to get home alive. Time to have a little Christmas cheer. Heavy ice had bent the pines and brought down the power lines. We made our way beneath the sparkling bar. Beautiful as it may be, it was filled with treachery. We slipped along at 20 miles an hour. Sakes alive, what a drive. Remember what a storm we had that year. Driving down I-85, trying to get home alive. Time to have a little Christmas cheer. That could be a big mistake, and send your car sliding like a sleigh. Sakes alive, we survived. And now it's time to have our Christmas cheer. Driving down I-85, managed to get home alive. Remember what a storm we had that year.
All right, put down that pogo stick and pick up that shovel. Come on, you're out here to shovel. Okay, we finished up with a couple of generic-type winter songs. We started with the Shannon Four from, I don't know, a century ago. The winter song from the Shannon Four. The Randells, those are the lovable kooks that gave us the Martian Hop. And that was Wintertime. Sounds pretty blatantly an answer to Summertime by the Jamies, don't you think? Or don't you? Moving on. Winter Wonderland from Fleming and John after that, followed by Frosty the Snowman by Jan and Dean, a couple of non-Christmas Christmas songs for you. After that, Homer and Jethro featuring June Carter, later known as June Carter Cash, and that was, of course, Baby, It's Cold Outside. The snowmobile driver was Howard Flake, and Sakes Alive from, yes, that was Franny Zollicoffer. I know a lot of you have been asking about her, and that was her. Okay, coming up, a couple of mystery tunes. One is, well, you'll hear it in a second, a version of Let It Snow, and I don't care what you say, that song is just so wrong. Let It Snow, come on, stop it. Wrong. Anyway, I will be back next week. We have a very special birthday to observe next week. It will be Elvis Presley's birthday. He would have been 78, as in 78 RPM. Get it? So we'll be observing that. It's also a very important birthday for other people, too, like David Bowie, Soupy Sales, Larry Storch, Yvette Mimieux, Maria Ozawa, and yours truly, KBC. So here's a challenge. Why don't you be the first one to write a Happy Birthday KBC song and send it to me at kbcradio@yahoo.com, and I can almost guarantee it'll make it into the playlist. Got to get it to me by Saturday. All right, I love you all, and please have a good year. We've had enough bad ones, so let's break the trend now. Don't forget your New Year's resolutions. You're not off the hook for them until next year. Me, I resolve to continue to provide you with wondrous entertainment week in and week out here on the Bit Slap, and I've also promised my wife I would clean up my room here a bit, because it's been going on too long. So, have a good one. I will see you next week. Stay warm.
Annie, ik voel me goed.
Ik ook, Bert. Hoi!
En daar rijdt meneer Aard.
In zijn 50 in volle vaart.
Hij wuift naar ons en zegt...
Tot zo!
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Hij won al heel wat zielen.
Als hij hier weer kwam dealen.
De eerste gram kreeg je altijd cadeau. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Whee!
Ja, het was op een grote vuif.
Maar het bleef niet bij de eerste keer.
Dus toen nam ik nog een snuif.
En al snel wilde ik meer. Whee! Je baalt nu als een stekker.
Maar je voelt je straks weer lekker.
En zo sterk als een leeuw.
Van de sneeuw, van de sneeuw, van de sneeuw.
Lekker het bed.
Ja, Annie. Ook op de oliebollen.
Oei! In de pannenkoekenbed. Zo ja.
Aard is een fijne vent.
Want zijn stuf is altijd 90%.
Dat is goed, dat merk je zo.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Whee!
De moraal van dit verhaal.
Snuiven doen we allemaal.
Dus wil je poedersuiker op je taart?
Kom bij Aard, kom bij Aard, kom bij Aard. Kom bij Aard, my lord,
kom bij Aard. Kom bij Aard, my lord, kom bij Aard. Kom bij Aard, my lord, kom bij Aard. Kom bij Aard, my lord, kom bij Aard.
Perfect symmetry and no two alike. Celestial might and the flapping of innocent mittens taking flight. From the ground down, down, the antithesis of upturned eyes, blinded by a distortion of white that turns to powdered robes on the backs of backyards, the sides of sidewalks, the silent garb of everything that makes too much noise in New York. And all you can hear is the hush of no bustle. The wind of multiple wings rustling in the distance, gracefully whispering the ingredients of a miracle. One part water, two parts cold. And we raise our arms, charming prince from the manifold of a stalled engine city. Again and again, reclining in heavenly seizures, limbs out, jumping jacks horizontally.
proof of our future status. Left behind nomadic fossils of a winter-wide featherbed. Behold them through the sheer curtain of directional glitter, drifting sifted perfection to be enjoyed at our discretion. Angels are made there. Beautiful angels.